Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. The ingratitude of asylum seekers. This is my column for The New Conservative of the 5th of June 2023. A recent wave of asylum seekers is unhappy with their free accommodation, claiming that it was not as nice as in pictures. The news reached the Middle East, where Arab News gleefully reported that they were protesting by sleeping in the street outside. Their beef is that they had to share rooms. These jolly fellows have form. Last year another bunch complained that their accommodation was like being in jail. Don't give the Home Office any ideas, chaps. And that they were bored. It seems they may have missed the queues of people seeking admission to their countries to occupy the luxury accommodation which they recently vacated. When I was deployed to the First Gulf War, I shared with two others in a room barely fit for one person, in the middle of the desert, with the added attraction of Scud missiles flying overhead. We had communal ablutions, and everything we ate came with a liberal sprinkling of sand. Did we complain? Well, actually we did, but only to each other. Well, Ahmed, Ali and Mohammed, welcome to the real world where few things are actually as they seem. Wait until you try buying a house. What bears a resemblance, remarkably, to the Taj Mahal on the estate agent's website will turn out to be little more than a shoebox when you go to view it. Fancy a holiday? Tell us all about it when the impressive facade of your hotel on the travel agent's website turns out to be just that, a facade behind which there's a building site. Your actual room is in an annex 500 yards down a dusty track with no running water and overrun with cockroaches, as literally reported to me by one of my sons and his new bride on their honeymoon. Fancy some sex? Go online for a delivery and select the most nubile-looking teenager from the website, click pay and wait for the knock on the door. You thought you were getting feline celine from Ukraine. Instead, what turns up is Anushka the babushka, fresh in from the gulag, whose speciality involves removing her dentures. I have to say that your correspondent has no direct experience of this, but he has heard stories. A few months of British citizenship and you'll be heading the other way over the channel in your dinghy and begging to be let back into your country of birth. I'm not going to fall into the trap, thus risking the recording of a non-crime hate incident by my local plod, of telling them all to go back to their own countries. I've no doubt some of the places they come from are, indeed, hellholes. If they're genuine asylum seekers or immigrants with something to contribute to our crumbling country, then they're welcome, but a bit of gratitude would go a long way. A South Asian immigrant friend, who also happens to be godfather to one of my sons, told me about coming to another country. The key thing, he said, was fitting in and not making waves. Seems like good advice to me.
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublications.com.